ಅಜ್ಞಾನತಿಮಿರಂಧಸ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನಂಜನಶಲಾಕಯ ಚಕ್ಷುರುನ್ಮೀಲಿತಂ ಯೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀಗುರುವೇ ನಮಃ. ಶ್ರೀಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮನೋವಿಷ್ಟಂ ಸ್ಥಾಪಿತಂ ಯೇನ ಭೂತಲೇ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪ ಕದಾಮಯ್ಯಂ ದದಾತಿ ಸ್ವಪದಾಂತಿಕಂ. ವಂದೇಹಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರೋ ಶ್ರೀಯುತಾಪದಕಮಲಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರುಂ ವೈಷ್ಣವಾಂಶ್ಚ ಶ್ರೀರೂಪಂ ಸಾಗರಜಾತಂ ಸಹಗಣಾ ರಘುನಾಥಂ ವಿತಂತಂ ಸಜೀವಂ ಸಾದ್ವೈತಂ ಸಾವಧೂತಂ ಪರಿಜನಸಹಿತಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣಚೈತನ್ಯದೇವಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಧಾಕೃಷ್ಣಪಾದಾನ್ ಸಹಗಣಾಲಲಿತಾ ಶ್ರೀವಿಶಾಖಾನ್ವಿತಂಶ್ಚ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ರಿಗಾರ್ಡಿಂಗ್ ಟೆಕ್ನಿಕ್ಸ್, ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ಟೆಕ್ನಿಕ್ ಈಸ್ ದಟ್ ಯು ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ಸ್ಪೆಸಿಫೈಡ್ ಪೊಸಿಷನ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್. ಸೊ ಪ್ರಿಫರೇಬ್ಲಿ ಒನ್ ಶುಡ್ ಚಾಂಟ್ ಇನ್ ಅ ಫಿಕ್ಸ್ಡ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಡೇ, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದ ಬಿಗ್ಗೆಸ್ಟ್ ಎನಿಮಿ ಈಸ್ ಮೈಂಡ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಇಫ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಟ್ರೈನ್ ಟು ಸಿಟ್ ಇನ್ ಅ ಫಿಕ್ಸ್ಡ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್, ದೆನ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ವಿಲ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಟೆಂಪ್ಟೆಡ್ ಟು ಚಾಂಟ್ ಆರ್ ಪ್ರಾಂಪ್ಟೆಡ್ ಟು ಚಾಂಟ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ಈಸ್ time of chanting. If you try to fix up a fixed time of chanting every day, it's very difficult in today's lifetime, I mean lifestyle that we have, work that we have. But even if you cannot chant 16 rounds in one place at one fixed time, at least a fixed number of rounds in fixed time in fixed place, that will actually, for example, if you go to kitchen, you feel like eating. That place of kitchen tempts you to be hungry. Even if not hungry, you feel like eating there. Similarly, if you go at a fixed time in fixed place, then you will feel like chanting because that is your conditioning. In our medical terminology, we call it as a conditioned reflex. Like if you train a rat to ring two bells, after ringing two bells, you give food to him. So next time you ring two bells, the rat will come to eat. That is his conditioned reflex. You have trained him to eat with the habit of two bells, two ringing of bells. Similarly, when you chant at fixed place and fixed time, the rat-like mind will feel like chanting at that time. So these two things we should try to follow. Like there are some nurses in my hospital where they are working sometimes in first shift, sometimes in second shift, sometimes in third shift, sometimes double duty. So devotee nurses, they ask questions, how to chant in this one kind of schedules. Yeah, it's a practical situation. They also have service to do. So I have given them some suggestions about some fixed timings in each shift. If you are in first shift, then do this. They chant 6 rounds in the morning at this time. And remaining time, you come home, take bath and chant at this time. And second shift, you chant like this. And third shift, you chant like this. So that helps because as you change the shift, still you have a fixed time to follow a regulation. And without regulation, the mind can never come in control. If you give mind a free time, then mind will take you on free ride. That is the mind's nature. Mind is very strong. Pramati balavad drudam. So you have to tame the mind with these regulations, place, fixed time, position, and mind has to do lot with our breathing pattern. In yoga philosophy and Patanjali yoga and many other yogic understanding, and even in psychology also, we understand that the way you breathe, that way your mind functions. So if you are very heavily breathing, fast breathing, then mind is very restless and doing so many things at one time. That's why the method of pranayama is advised, even for the devotees practicing bhakti yoga, to tame your restless mind. So what we do, sometimes we see people in our counseling groups and all, people are very restless, you know, they're always like very agitated, restless, whatever, they're sincere people, but they're by nature they are very restless or maybe hyperactive. So what we suggest them, that you choose your place of chanting, sit down if possible in Vajrasana posture. Vajrasana posture is extremely helpful to tame your mind and cool your mind. And in that posture, do anulom vilom pranayam, the breathing exercise. So mind gets cooled down and you chant. Again, if you get agitated with something, yesterday's memory, something wife said, something boss said, so it agitates you, something bad happened in society, in your building, it agitates you. Again, take 2-3 minutes break and do that exercise of breathing. And then again chant. Till you chant attentively, keep doing this exercise. You can do 2-3 breaths after each mantra also, if you feel too much agitated. Or if you feel okay, then you can chant 4 rounds to 8 rounds and again you do some exercise and chant. So this breathing, prana ayam, ayam means lengthening or straightening, what do you call it? Elongating. So when you do that, the mind comes under control. Specifically, when I was studying in my MBBS, you know, a lot of knowledge you have to accumulate, remember, and a lot of struggle was there. So this Vajrasana posture and the chant, breathing exercise of Anulom Vilom Pranayam helped me a lot to concentrate, to focus, to keep cool, and to absorb. And I think chanting is the same like studies only. You have to keep cool, do it, keep doing it regularly, and keep absorbing and keep assimilating. You know? Like we do a digestion process and process, we have to eat properly with attention, chew properly, swallow, then digest, then assimilate. Assimilate means take the essence out of it and then store it. Same principle is in chanting also. That is why these affirmations are very important. It creates a background in the mind to accept the holy name as Radha Krishna, as the greatest mercy, as the personification of love, as greatest blessing of the Lord upon us. This has to be always be there, alive at the background of our mind, at the screen of our mind, so that we always appreciate. The appreciation of the holy name is very important. I actually was thinking since yesterday, since you have invited me, about the 22 hours of our day, as very nice Prabhu has taken out the point. This 22 hours, what we do in life, is extremely important. And it affects our chanting positively or negatively when we chant. And all of us want to chant and attain perfection in chanting and finally develop love and affection for holy name and then love for Krishna. So the culture, sadachar that we call, Vaishnava culture, is extremely important. It is also extremely important to cultivate love for the holy name, purify ourselves and make advancement in Krishna consciousness. But the ultimate manifestation of your successful chanting is your behavior. Do you agree with me on this question?
Yes. Definitely.
If you see that I am a good devotee, for example, I want to become a good devotee. My good devotion is not manifested when I chant my rounds, actually. My good devotion manifests when I behave, in my behavior with others, how I treat the fellow devotees. How I treat my colleagues in my work who are not devotees. How I treat other religious people who are meeting me. How I do my common dealings with each other. If I promise you some time, if I promise you I'll do some service, if I do, so many promises I do, but do I follow my promises? Do I respect my words which I give to my fellow devotees? So all this is, or do I give priority to myself when prasadam comes, I am first in the line. You know, these all things are extremely important. When I go in a tour with devotees, do I take a window seat first and don't care for others? Or do I care for others or make the old people sit down first and then finally, if whatever seat is available, I sit down and attend, travel? All these small things are extremely important and they actually matter your chanting. Please understand. Srila Prabhupada also, when he would give somebody some money for some payment, he would do it so gracefully. People have already quoted so many times. Every activity he would do, take out money with so much of depth in activity. When he would drink water, people have observed him how he drinks water. every activity is very super fine in life of a Vaishnava. Similarly, chanting is still meant for our own advancement. You can say, I am interested in my own welfare and deliverance. So, quote unquote, it is still a selfish activity for our own self. But then it has to grow, your chanting has to grow into love and compassion and respect for others also. Then we can say ki we have assimilated, digested and assimilated the process of chanting. So many saintly people have stressed upon sadhachar. It's extremely important because sadhachar ultimately help you in the most selfish activity that you do for self-deliverance. And such kind of activity of self-deliverance or so-called selfish activity will become paramartha. The biggest swartha is paramartha. When you do paramartha, your swartha is first achieved. So if you want to become really swarthi, then you should become paramarthi to attain your swartha perfectly. So this behavioral culture is big problem in many spiritual institutions. And we have to actually cultivate this behavior nicely. And that will actually ultimately help you in your chanting Hare Krishna. So, please take this very seriously. How we behave in a community of devotees and how we behave out of the community of devotees religiously, and then how we behave who are non-devotees. All these are extremely important aspects of the process of our chanting. Then what Sri Krishna and the saintly people want from us will be possible for us to attain. And one point definitely, as we mentioned about Vaikari, Madhyama, Pashyanti and Para, we all have to strive for it basically. Like I was talking about that chanting yesterday, even when saintly people who have perfected their life, even when they are sleeping, there is a background Hare Krishna Mahamantra going on in their mind. The holy name never leaves them. Rather, you never leave the holy name. And we, when we are chanting Hare Krishna, we fall asleep. Now it's like exactly opposite. When they are not chanting, actually in chanting period, they are chanting. And we are sleeping when actually we are sitting in active chanting. So it's a long way to go, you know. But we should still understand that chanting is not actually chanting when we chant, but chanting actually is 24 hours a day. All the time, whatever you are doing, you have to remember the holy name of the Lord. That means sitting, walking, talking, working, even finally, after all this, even sleeping. If you can remember the holy name throughout the day, whatever you are doing, cooking, all the activities, not that we take the holy name with one hand and stir the dal in the other hand. I'm not talking about multitasking like that. I'm talking that you are cooking, when you are cooking, you are fully cooking, but in the background, you remember the Lord. When you are working also, you work for the Lord. When you do sweeping in the house and cleaning and washing your clothes also, you do it for the pleasure of the Lord. And then you will come to a stage, you will come naturally to a stage when you sleep also, the background holy name will go on. And proof of that is when you get up in the morning, first thing you chant the holy name. Because it actually was continuous throughout the sleep. And when you wake up again, it takes you on the same platform. So I am not saying it is very easy to achieve. But at least you should have that goal in mind. That chanting is a continuous process. We are beginning with 2 hours, beginning with 4 rounds and six rounds and 8 rounds and 16 rounds. To begin with, this is only a beginning stage, please understand. This is not the end in itself. So the Prabhupada said 16 rounds minimum. That doesn't mean after 16 rounds we throw the mala in mala. That is the basic duty that you are doing. But you really love the holy name, then you will chant 17th round. And then you will chant 18th round. Because something you love, then you can't just give up because it's regulation, you can't give up. Because I love it, so I will just take it more and more. So, it is just the beginning process to chant attentively for 16 rounds. And then there has to be more. Whenever there is time available, waiting for the bus, waiting for the taxi, waiting for airport, wherever you are waiting, you are focused that this is my goal of life. So, sadhachar will definitely help us to do that. And regarding apradh, it's the biggest hindrance to chanting actually. If we do all this variety of kinds of apradh knowingly, unknowingly, all that you do is just you create fire and you put water, you sweep, again put dirt, you sweep, again put dirt, you take bath, again roll in the mud. It's like that only is happening. So by regularly talking about it and regularly hearing about it and reading about it also, only we can come over it. We have to be aware that, okay, when I sneeze with loud sound and disturb everybody. So and I have to understand that I should now not sneeze so loudly. Take care that other devotees, other people should not get disturbed by me. For example, I just gave. Like that, each and every time we do something, we have to keep on meditating, I shouldn't have been doing that. And you keep a counselor or a mentor for you. One person, one devotee you can choose, whom you can keep sharing this. And that devotee can keep sharing with you what he has to tell you. Otherwise, such kind of big disease, you know, it's like, for example, you have tuberculosis. Unless you have a doctor, of course you have a doctor and you have a prescription, everything. But still you need to keep meeting the doctor regularly to give you update. You have to keep doing some tests in between to know where you stand now in that disease, how much medicines have to be altered, now what today, how much dosage to be altered, how to evaluate your progress. So you have to keep meeting the doctor regularly in the period of 2 years till you get completely certified, you are out of TB. So similarly, till you get completely out of your offensive mentality and offensive activity, you have to keep meeting the doctor, that is a devotee mentor, and keep reporting to him and he keep getting guidance from him. So that it means that you are serious to get out of that. You are meeting the fellow devotee and opening your heart, ki today I did this, I am sorry about it, but please help me, which means you want to really get out of it. So, like we do in medicine, same thing we have to do in spiritual life also. Any other question is there?
You spoke about that behavior. Outside, social, everything is became, as you told, we can take care, otherwise we will get affected. But at home, we will take it for granted. Because we think that we can't talk, whatever. So we are hurting each other. And then what happens? Okay, after talking also, we will come to an end, we will become normal. Okay, but outsiders, somebody saw that all these people are chanting so much and they are talking like this, they are behaving like this. Then internally, the other person in the house also, those who are not advanced, they are getting so much hurt.
Discouraged also.
Discouraged and they are hurted. They don't have interest at all. How, see, so much chanting is there, everything is there, but while talking, taking for granted and talking, pouring the words like anything and hurting.
I exactly meant this only when I was talking. Then we chant and then we behave in another way. People first thing they say, your chanting is useless.
Yes.
First thing they will come up with this. For example, suppose you are wearing dhoti kurta and traveling in a train and then somebody steps on your foot and immediately you start blasting. Then they say, "Arey, aap toh devotee ho na? Ye aap se expected nahi hai. Wo toh aisa hi hai, lekin aap toh devotee ho na? Aap kyun itna garam ho rahe ho?" So that people immediately relate your behavior to your sadhana. They don't know what sadhana you are doing, but they know something you are doing. And this tilak tells that something you are doing. So immediately, you are on guard. I mean, you are on lens. They are watching you. So similarly, every time we meet, suppose I meet now 25 people. All are on different platforms of realization. And different sincerity, different kind of commitments are there. So nobody is like equal. All is 50% Krishna conscious. Not like that. So, even in that time, somebody is 80%, somebody is 70%, somebody is 60%. So, the 70% fellow is watching 50%, 50% fellow watching 70% person. And all the behaviors that everybody is doing, they are getting actually discouraged or encouraged. That's why I said, all that you do for your own sadhana, ultimately is manifested in how you behave. And all the way you behave, ultimately tells where you stand in your Krishna consciousness. You may chant 64 rounds one day. There are devotees who do 128 round sankalpa also, some days in a year. But all that is only useful when your sadhachar is in place. Sadhachar is a basis of your advancement. It's like a springboard where you stand from where you jump in Krishna consciousness. Sadachar springboard is not there. You can chant 192 rounds every day like Haridas Thakur. It will be useless actually. It will not lead you anywhere. If you want to lead your, if you want to be led by your chanting to the ultimate destination, then the behavior has to be practiced. So, Siddhanta will help you to improve behavior. Company of devotees and regular discussion about Sadachar will help you to improve your Sadachar. Then only it will
happen. The mentor thing which you told, which is very important. If somebody has a weakness...
You have to take a shelter of a devotee. Anything in life.
The ego level also, it is not coming down.
Huh?
Ego level is not coming down. Because of that, pouring words like anything, hurting inside the house only. Because of the ego, how to control it? When I am talking to somebody, I can take a chance of her and then I can say something to her. Right? Like that I will pour the words. And she will get hurt and then discouraged. It's gone. Not to encourage her. So many people tell also, not...
Contempt is my husband, my wife, my child and my family member. I meet them every day. I know in and out everything, how you throw your clothes, how you put your books in a, I know you in and out, so I don't have any respect. So contempt comes because of proximity. When I meet you now, I only will respect you. But if you are my sister and I stay with you at home, and then I will say, hey, you throw your clothes like this, you put your hair after combing here only in bathroom somewhere, throw it away. You don't have any culture of cleanliness. Then that contempt comes immediately. So that's why in medicine also, we go to doctor and doctor gives us medicine. And gives a prescription of medicine. But then he also gives pathya. Right? He will say, don't eat empty stomach, these medicines. And then don't take spicy food and go for walk every day. And do not eat this, do not eat that. This is pathya also important. Na? So doctor is trying to make the medicine more effective for you through the medium of pathya. Is that right?
Right.
So similarly, Vishan Hare Krishna, we know NHA, Aushadhi, Nasho Baro Lagi. We know that is the ultimate medicine. But are we taking the medicine in that manner? No. So we have to take shelter of the next and second thing, fourth thing also. That is physical, mental, emotional treatment also we should do to get spiritual upliftment. So what we do, that's why I said, when your mind is too disturbed, then we do refer devotees to psychiatrists also. We go and say, "Are sab harinam sab kar dega aapka." But you are not in the position to take the harinam in that sense. So you need professional help. So you need psychiatric help, cool him down with psychiatrical problems, and then help him to chant Hare Krishna. But you can't just leave him alone. So similarly, if your mind is too agitated, and you speak words like that, please do pranayam regularly. I am not a yoga preacher, but I am telling you, I may be a sincere devotee to chant Hare Krishna, but my mind is always agitated, I am always angry. You speak one thing, I just give you back 10 in things immediately. And then I repent, why I spoke all these things. But when you say something, I can't control, I just have to blurt out what I want to say. These tendencies are deep-rooted in our heart from many lifetimes. As essential aspect of all lifetimes, it comes us today. To us in the form of that anger and in the form of that lust and greed. So for that, if you are not on the pure spiritual platform by the process of chanting, it takes years and lifetimes together to come to the pure spiritual platform. And actually we are on the physical platform, then we are on the mental platform, and then we are on the intellectual platform. We are rationalizing everything, we are emotionalizing everything, and we are too physical about things. So we need treatment at every level. So for physical treatment, we have to do regular exercise, eat foods which are conducive for spiritual life. Like for example, if you are very angry, suppose, I am not saying, but if you are very anger oriented, then you should avoid spicy food, avoid hot chili food, and eat simple kind of food. Eat much before, at time of twilight or immediately after twilight, sunset. All these things are important to tame your mind. And intellectually also, read regularly good literature, that is Prabhupada literature, conducive for spiritual life. And even it comes to emotions, see that you do pranayam regularly, your mind is controlled, so that you don't react like this. And I am telling you, I have experienced that by regularly doing physical training, and mental training by pranayam, and physical training by yoga and exercise, you actually in the course of time tame down. And you come to know that yesterday I was reacting like this, but today I don't feel like the same event has happened, but I don't react like that. So we have to be very practical. We cannot be, you know, transcendentally spiritual. Like, are I got the holy name, I don't need anything in life. No, you need. You need a good amount of rest in fixed number of hours in the day. You need food in fixed number of hours in a day. You need emotional support. You need everything, right? You as a wife, as a sister, as a mother, you have so many emotional upheavals in life. And you need to deal with that. A child is agitated, child is very hyperactive child, and you need to deal with that. So you can't always be only purely spiritual, because we are not purely spiritual. Please understand this. You have to be very humble to accept that I want to be spiritual, but I am at this moment not spiritual. 100%. I am some percentage spiritual now. So whatever remaining percentage, where I am on physical platform, I am on mental platform, and I am on intellectual platform. So if these three percentages divided into the later half of the percentage, if I want to make it spiritual, then I have to work on that level, and bring that also into spiritual. So 50, then 52%, then 60, 61%, from mind side, from intellectual side, and from emotional side. Extremely important. So many fanatic devotees will say, "Arey, chodo sab kuch, chant Hare Krishna, everything will be all right." It will be all right, provided you are on that platform. If you meet Haridas Thakur, he doesn't have to take psychological counseling, even if he is disturbed with something, because he is on that platform. But we can't imitate Haridas Thakur right now. I respect and adore him, worship him as my goal of life, for example, to achieve that stage. But today I am not. I have to understand that today where I stand. What do we do in school? The child is not performing at all. He is always failing. So we want him to stand first in the school. But long way, so we have to coach him, train him, really give him good training so that he can do that. But you have to be on his level. Sometimes you have to go below his level and push him from down. So you have to take yourself also same way. Be on your actual platform of reality. Be honest and seek help on every level. Physical level, mental level, intellectual level. And then talk about spirituality. It's better. Don't be an illusion that I'm a devotee now. I get up in the morning at 4 o'clock and chant every day. So I don't need medicine. I don't need counseling. I don't need support. I don't need anything. I have got the ultimate medicine. But the ultimate medicine, to even to act upon you, you need to follow Patya Apatya. Then the medicine will act upon you. Is that right, Madhuri?
Yeah, yeah.
Hare Krishna.
I have a question. So, when it's 4 p.m., last time the prayer is, so when we chant, we have to say that we always have to listen to the concentration of hearing. But prayers means continuous prayers.
वो क्या कर सकते हैं आप पहले? वो पहले पहले अगर आप सुनेंगे ना तो आप कंफ्यूज हो जाएंगे. अब मैं प्रे करूँ कि सुनूँ ऐसा ही हो जाएगा. उसके लिए क्या करने का? यू जस्ट चैंट वन राउंड एंड यू ऑफर प्रेयर्स एंड अगेन चैंट वन राउंड एंड देन ऑफर प्रेयर्स. सो आई फिनिश वन राउंड एंड आई से जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद वंशकल्प तरुष. ओके एंड देन एक्चुअली आई स्पेंड 15 सेकेंड्स इन प्रेयर्स. My Lord, I want to really surrender my life to you. Please bless me so I can serve you nicely. And then with that words, you chant the next round. But hear the holy name. What will happen gradually, that when you will hear the holy name, you will get practice to hear the holy name, and the prayers also will go along with that. But don't struggle too much. Yesterday I heard, today I heard, I don't know, I'm just confused now. I mean, don't try to mechanize any activity. Let it be natural. So if it is difficult, if it is difficult, then primary instruction is to hear the holy name. Let the holy name sink to your consciousness. Hamare chetana ke star par hamara naam smaran jo hai wo utarna chahiye. Body, mind, intellectual par karke chetana ka star jo hai na, wahan par hari naam jaake pahunchna chahiye. Aur wo keval sunne se ho sakta hai. Agar hum sunenge to hi wo chetana ke star par pahunchega. और फिर जाकर वहाँ चेंजेस होंगे. शुद्धिकरण जो होना है वो सब चेतना के सर पे तब होगा जब वो उसको सुनेंगे. इसलिए शुरुआत में वो प्रेयर का स्ट्रगल मत करना, प्रेयर बीच में करना. प्रेयर बीच में करके फिर चैंट करना, फिर प्रे करना, फिर चैंट करना. हो सकता है कि 15 प्रेयर एक साथ में मत करना, आपको क्या प्रे करना है भगवान को, कागज में लिख के रखना और आज के दिन में एक ही प्रेयर चलाना हर एक राउंड के बाद में, ताकि वो प्रेयर होगा कंसोलिडेशन। फिर सोचना उसके बारे में, आज कैसा हुआ प्रेयर मेरा, कैसा हुआ, सेटिस्फैक्टरी हुआ तो कल दूसरा प्रेयर लेना और वो कल प्रेयर चलाना। ऐसे करके आपका वो जो भी आप कर रहे हैं वो एकदम सॉलिड हो जाएगा, मिक्स खिचड़ी नहीं करना है अपने को, भेलपुरी बनाना नहीं उसका।
No,
no, no. It's a base. Affirmation on which you come and chant. वो आप सुन के आप उस पर आप चैंटिंग शुरू कर रहे हो, उस अंडरस्टैंडिंग पे। वो प्रेयर नहीं है, वो प्लेटफॉर्म है जिसपे आप चैंटिंग कर रहे हो कि मैं जानता हूँ कि वो भगवान ही है, भगवान का नाम भगवान स्वयं है, मैं जब कर रहा हूँ मुझे जब करना है उसमें और कुछ करना नहीं है, मैं भगवान से जब नाम में मुझे बहुत प्रेम है। ये सब आपका शुरुआत की प्लेटफॉर्म के ऊपर आप चैंटिंग कर रहे हो। प्रेयर का मतलब है कि मुझे भगवान आपसे निरंतर सेवा में रहना है, ये प्रेयर है। मुझे भगवान हमेशा भक्तों की संतुष्टि के लिए कार्य करते रहना है, ये प्रेयर है। हाँ,
एक जब कहते हैं कि हमको शिक्षण के बाद एक्स्ट्रा राउंड करना चाहिए, तो जब एक्स्ट्रा राउंड करते हैं तो प्रभु देयर आर सो मेनी अल्टरनेटिव्स आल्सो, रीडिंग, लेक्चर हियरिंग।
हाँ, तो उसको डिवाइड करना है, उसमें कुछ फैनेटिक नहीं बनना है। मैंने अभी बोल दिया इसलिए भी तुरंत 17-18 के बीच भागना नहीं है। मैं क्या कह रहा हूँ कि टाइम लाइफ में बहुत कम है, 16 माला तो करना ही है, उसमें कोई अल्टरनेटिव नहीं है। उसके बाद जो हमको ड्यूटीज़ है, कपड़ा धोना है, स्नान करना है, काम पे जाना है, खाना बनाना है, बहुत सारी ड्यूटीज़ है। उसके बाद एक्सपर्टीज ऐसा होना चाहिए कि वो सारी ड्यूटीज़ है ना कम से कम समय में कैसे अच्छी हो जाए वो देखना है। वो सब्जी बनाने को 1/2 घंटा लग रहा है, 15 मिनट हो सकता है क्या? तो 15 मिनट बच गए आपके, आपके अकाउंट में जमा हो गए कि आज के दिन में मैंने 20 मिनट जमा कर लिए। फिर आपको सोचना है कि अभी 20 मिनट के लिए मेरे को क्या करना है। अगर अच्छा पढ़ाई करने का मूड है पढ़ो उसको, कुछ क्लास सुनने का मूड है तो क्लास सुनो, और दोनों नहीं है जब करने का मूड है तो जब सुनो
अपना।
नहीं नहीं, मतलब ये इसमें चलाना है और कुछ नहीं करना है। लेकिन उसमें थोड़ा आप क्या बनाइए, समझो हफ्ते में आपको 7 दिन है, उसमें आपको हर रोज 35 मिनट एक्स्ट्रा मिलते हैं समझो, तो आपको प्लानिंग क्या करना है कि 35 × 7 कितने मिनट हो गए, जितने भी हो गए, हाँ 140 एंड कितना हो गए, वट एवर 245 मिनट हो गए ना। तो आपको सोचना है कि अभी ये हफ्ते में ना मुझे कुछ समय जब करना है एक्स्ट्रा राउंड्स, इतना समय मुझे पढ़ना है और इतना समय मुझे सुनना है लेक्चर, और वो आप कैसे भी करके एडजस्ट करना, आपको जैसा मूड रहेगा वैसा। लेकिन वो आप देखना है कि हफ्ते के एंड में मेरा इतना सुनना मुझे होना चाहिए, इतना पढ़ना होना चाहिए, इतना चैंटिंग एक्स्ट्रा भी होना चाहिए। सिर्फ माइंड कैसा ना, माइंड बहुत ट्रिकी है। माइंड को आप फ्री टाइम देंगे ना तो माइंड आपको अच्छा घुमाएगा, फर्स्ट क्लास राइड देगा आपको, आपको लगेगा मैं स्पिरिचुअल हूँ, बहुत स्पिरिचुअल हूँ, उसमें भी आपको घुमाएगा वो। माइंड इज लाइक यू नो रास्कल नंबर वन, आई विल टेल यू। माइंड कभी आपको जरा उसका छूट दो ना आप तो उसको छोड़ेगा नहीं, आपको स्पिरिचुअल लाइफ में भी घुमाएगा आपको, अच्छा कन्फ्यूज कर देगा पूरा। तो इसलिए फ्री टाइम भी देना होगा ना। अब हम कैसे बच्चे बोलते हैं अच्छा अभी तो खेल ले, जो करना है करो, कोई भी खिलौना के खेल लो, पर क्या बोलते हो 30 मिनट के बाद नहीं खेलना है, है ना, बोलते ना माइंड आपको, बच्चे को बोलते कि ना हम लोग आप गार्डन में जाओ कूदो कुछ भी करो आप, बट 7:30 को मुझे घर पर चाहिए आप पढ़ाई करने के लिए। वैसे आप फ्रीडम दे दो माइंड को, लेकिन उसको दायरे में रखो, डोंट लेट द माइंड रूल यू, यू बी द रूलर ऑफ द माइंड, ये मोस्ट इंपॉर्टेंट थिंग है। ऐसा है। हाँ, एक बात मुझे बताना था, जो अभी ना आजकल के मुझे लगता है कि देर आर 10 offenses ना ऑफ द होली नेम, एंड देन वी से इट्स ऑल्सो एन ऑफेंस टू बी इनअटेंटिव वाइल चैंटिंग, एंड देर इज ऑल्सो इट्स ऑल्सो एन ऑफेंस to look in the mobile during chanting. आज की तारीख का सबसे बड़ा डिस्ट्रैक्शन है ना वो मोबाइल है, सबसे बड़ा डिस्ट्रैक्शन। तो बिना प्रभु टोल्ड मी दैट वी जस्ट कीप मोबाइल असाइड एंड वी डोंट लुक इन टू दैट चैनल, आई वाज सो हैप्पी टू हियर इट। सबसे बड़ा डिस्ट्रैक्शन है ना वो है। और आप बोलेंगे मैं तो स्पिरिचुअल मैसेज भेज रहा हूँ, मैं तो बहुत इंपॉर्टेंट सेवा का काम कर रहा हूँ, मैं तो बहुत वीक, माया विल गिव यू इनफ एक्सक्यूजेस टू लुक इन टू इट चैंटिंग। माया का काम ये है कि आप जब करने को बैठा आदमी है, ये मेरे छोड़ के जा रहा है, मेरा गोद छोड़ के कृष्ण की गोद में जाने वाला है, ये इज गोइंग इन द लैप ऑफ कृष्णा फ्रॉम द लैप ऑफ मी माया, तो शी इज नॉट गोइंग टू लीव यू। आपका ऐसा काम उस पर याद आएगा ना, तुरंत देखना पड़ेगा उसके। बट वो ना सबसे बड़ा डिस्ट्रक्टिव एक्टिविटी है आजकल का। और जपा के बाद में 22 घंटा तो क्या है, सरेंडर्ड सोल टू मोबाइल, पूरा डेडिकेटेड मतलब अनमोटिवेटेड अनइंटरप्टेड सोल सर्विस सोल्स टू मोबाइल्स। है तो की अप्रतियता सेवक ऑफ मोबाइल। आपको इस पर सोचना है, कई डिवोटीज ऐसे हैं, अच्छे डिवोटीज हैं, जो दिन में केवल एक ही घंटा मोबाइल खोलते हैं, जो भी करना है उसमें कर देते हैं और बंद कर देते हैं उसको। बाकी काम है तो करना है, ऐसा नहीं, आई एम नॉट सेइंग पुट ऑफ, बट यू हैव टू सी दैट यू आर यू डूइंग अ नेसेसरी एक्टिविटी। अभी मैंने दो दिन पहले एक डिवोटी से सीरियसली बात किया कि व्हाट आर यू अप टू बेसिकली। जब भी किसका मैसेज आता है तुरंत बड़ा रिप्लाई उसके अंदर होता है, हाँ थैंक यू, यस, वेरी गुड वगैरह, व्हाट आर यू अचीविंग बाय दैट। तो आज सुबह उसका मैसेज आया, ही इज क्विटिंग ऑल द ग्रुप्स फॉर हिज पर्सनल रीजन। आई वॉज वेरी हैप्पी। आई सेड लाइफ इज वेरी शॉर्ट, यू आर अंडरगोइंग अ मेजर हार्ट इवेंट नाउ, आई नो फ्रॉम योर हॉरोस्कोप एंड फ्रॉम माई मेडिकल नॉलेज ऑल्सो, योर लाइफ इज वेरी शॉर्ट, डोंट वेस्ट टाइम, गिव अप दिस पेटी यूजलेस एक्टिविटी एंड फोकस ऑन होली नेम। तो आई टुडे ही हैज क्विट ऑल द ग्रुप्स।
वाओ,
बिकॉज यू नो ऑल वेस्ट ऑफ टाइम इन लाइफ, सिंपली वेस्ट ऑफ टाइम। इवन दो आई एम डूइंग ओनली स्पिरिचुअल एक्टिविटी ओनली एंड ओनली दैट रिक्वायर्ड मैसेज ऑल्सो आई एम सेंडिंग ऑल्सो, स्टिल लॉट ऑफ टाइम गोज इन दैट एंड इट गोज एनी टाइम इन लाइफ डे। ऐसा नहीं कि आई एम ओनली 5 to 6 विद मोबाइल एंड डूइंग, कभी भी 11:30, 12 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock, एनी टाइम इज जस्ट व्हेनेवर इट वॉन्ट्स वी आर सप्लाइंग इट। That only you can do to your baby. When baby wants milk, you give milk. That's medical principle. Baby demands milk, give milk. That's all. But not for all these things. Make it a resolution. सबसे बड़ा enemy है कलयुग का। सबसे बड़ा enemy है। हाँ? What you have to do?
भैया भी जैसे
नहीं करना है, मैं ऐसा नहीं कर रहा हूँ कि आप भक्तों को रिस्पॉन्ड करना बंद कर दो, ऐसा नहीं बोल रहा हूँ मैं। बिफोर यू डू सी इफ इट इज नेसेसरी देन यू डू। जैसे खाना आपको बनाना है घर पे, जरूर है ना, बट डू यू कुक होल डे ऑल डे? कभी ना कुछ ना कुछ बना ही रहा है कॉन्स्टेंटली। अभी जो बना के हो गया तो वो टॉफी बना रहा है, उसको अंदर केक बना रहा है, उसको अंदर कुकी बना रहा है, ऐसा करते हो क्या? आप क्या सोचते हो कि आज खाने को क्या जरूरी है? आज रोटी और दाल और सब्जी जरूरी है, तो आज आप कुकी, केक, पेस्ट्री, पास्ता सब बनाते नहीं ना, मोबाइल के हाथ में वही कर रहे हैं हम लोग। पेस्ट्री भी बना रहे हैं, पास्ता बना रहे हैं, फ्राइड राइस बना रहे हैं, चाइनीज बना रहे हैं, राइस बना रहे हैं, सब बना रहे हैं, बट जरूरी खाली 4 अटेम का है। तो भी गृहस्थ ग्रुप है आपका, ये ग्रुप है, फलाना ग्रुप है, उस अच्छा है बहुत, उसमें जरूरी है उतना करो। दिन भर उस पर बैठने की जरूरत नहीं कि वो डिवोटी क्या पूछ रहे हैं, मैं कुछ जवाब देना है उसका, नो नीड ऑफ दैट। नहीं तो फिर अब ये डिमन आपको खा जाएगा पूरा, इट विल कंज्यूम यू कंप्लीटली, डिस्ट्रॉय यू, कहीं के नहीं रह जाएंगे आप, किसी को मुंह दिखाने लायक नहीं जाएंगे। ऐसा कर सकता है ये इंस्ट्रूमेंट आपका। भक्ति करना है तो फिर अपने को ये सब सोचना पड़ेगा। हाँ, जैसे फॉर एग्जाम्पल 7 to 3 ड्यूटी है तो आपको 4 बजे उठना चाहिए और कम से कम 8 माला करके, कभी लेडीज है तो उनको खाना बनाना पड़ता है, हस्बैंड को टिफिन देना पड़ता है, बच्चों को टिफिन करके स्कूल भेजना पड़ता है, तो कुछ मॉर्निंग ड्यूटी होती है, तो चाहते हो भी 16 माला सुबह नहीं कर सकते, तो फिर आपको सुबह उठ के सब लोग कोई भी उठने के पहले आप अपना 8 माला कर लो फिक्स टाइम पे 5 to 6 एंड देन डू योर कुकिंग एवरीथिंग 7 o'clock यू क्विट। तो फिर यू कम बैक, बिकॉज फर्स्ट शिफ्ट में यू कम बैक अर्ली, you come back, maybe you can lie down for 15 minutes, take bath and sit for 1 hour and chant. Phir wo aapka time kaunsa convenient hai, 6 to 7 hai, 7 to 8 hai, ki 5 to 6 hai, ki 4:30 to 5:30 hai, that you choose. But keep that time fixed. Don't let mind just give excuses ki abhi to aaj ye kaam hai, parso wo kaam hai. Then keep everything aside. First freedom is to decide what time you can. After deciding, don't let the mind change the timing. Do it. First shift ho gaya. Second shift is only 2 o'clock to 10 o'clock in the night. So you chant all your rounds in the morning only. That's very easy shift in one sense. But you come back at 11 in the night. So you have to see that you get enough rest also. 6 to 7 hours and then chant from 6 to 8, 5:30 to 7:30, whatever suits you. Because sleep is extremely important. Huh? In my study time, we learned that 6 hours sleep is enough. But now we have come to conclusion right now that 7 hours sleep is important, is necessary. Otherwise, you will develop cancers in the future. So you have to make up your 7 hours properly.
7 hours altogether?
Altogether better. If not altogether, then 6.5 to 6.1.
No, means
3-4.
We sleep by programs and 12 o'clock. Again,
that is again another. I'll talk to you about later on. What I was talking, so second shift ho gaya.
Nice.
And third shift, if we go in the night, 9 o'clock, come back at 7 o'clock in the morning. So you first take rest after your third shift. Because you're already tired working in the night, sometimes light is heavy, night is light. It's odd time to work, natural, unnatural time to work. And you come back and first take rest. Wake up, take bath and chant at fixed time, 11 to 1 in the afternoon. Or whatever it suits you. Third shift is a very difficult shift, you know, everything is berserk, you can't even make up your sleep, even after 5 hours also you feel like more sleeping only, because you can't make up night sleep with the day sleep. But still, you have to keep a regulation. Maybe even chant in third shift 2 times, one hour. Keep gap in between, do something in between, again chant, like that. But you have to see, the problem which is expected to come, you have to tackle it with knowledge. The problem which is known already, you can't just be unprepared for that. Na, you know that third shift is coming. So, you can't do that. What do you do? I'm not going to sleep. Third shift is coming. 25 November se 2 December tak third shift hai mera. To pehle se mindset karo ki kya karna hai mujhe, kaise karna aur kya nahi karna hai is time pe. Time pass. Fir aapka jap acha ho. So, aap kya bol rahe the? Abhi aap something you were saying? वो बेस्ट नहीं है, लेकिन अगर आपकी लाइफ में कोई अल्टरनेटिव नहीं है तो आप क्या करना ना, हमारे कई डिवोटीज है, उनको उनका टाइम ही ऐसा है जॉब का कि 12-12 घंटे काम करते हैं, 15 घंटा भी करना पड़ता है, क्या करेंगे अभी वो अपने पेट को भरने के लिए कुछ ना कुछ तो करना ही पड़ेगा. तो फिर एक ही ऑल्टरनेटिव है, वो बस में या ट्रेन में कर सकते हैं. तो वो क्या करते हैं, वो ट्रेन ऐसा ढूंढते हैं टाइमिंग पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू जो खाली मिलेगा और विंडो सीट मिलेगा जहाँ पर लोगों का खिचखिच नहीं होगा, तो वहाँ बैठेंगे और वैसे बैठ के प्रेयर करेंगे और चापा शुरू करेंगे, किससे बात नहीं करेंगे. तो वो बेस्ट नहीं है, लेकिन इट इज सेकेंड बेस्ट. तो कई डिवोटी ऐसे हैं जो फिक्स ट्रेन पकड़ते हैं 7:10 AM का मॉर्निंग बोरीवली से पकड़ते हैं, स्टार्टिंग पॉइंट ऑफ चढ़ जाते हैं, पहले ही बैठ जाते हैं, वो विंडो सीट पकड़ते हैं और पूरा 1 घंटा चैंटिंग करते हैं, बात नहीं करते हैं. बस ट्रेन में कोई फ्रेंड आया, डिवोटी आया, किससे बात नहीं करते, अपना जपा करते रहते हैं बस. फाइन, इट्स ओके, बिकॉज दैट इज द बेस्ट यू आर डूइंग इन अ गिवन सिचुएशन. इट्स नॉट स्क्रिप्चरली बेस्ट, बट इज द बेस्ट इन योर गिवन सिचुएशन. और आपने क्या पूछा अभी? हाँ, क्योंकि अल्टीमेटली
डबल शिफ्ट ऑफ स्लीप.
हाँ हाँ, तो स्लीप का बता रहा था मैं, अभी स्लीप के बारे में ध्यान से सुनिए. जब हम 9 PM को सोते हैं तो 9 to 12 का स्लीप जो है वो 6 घंटे स्लीप के बराबर होता है. देयर सम फैक्ट्स इन लाइफ, यू कैन नॉट चेंज. आपका द वे द बॉडी इज मेड, द नेचर इज मेड, फूड इज मेड, इट्स ऑल फिक्स्ड. यू कैन नॉट चेंज. यू कैन मेक मैंगो बिटर एंड मेक करेला स्वीट. इट इज व्हाट इट इज. सो 9 टू 12 का स्लीप जो है वो 6 घंटे का बेनिफिट देता है आपको. उसके बाद में 9 to 3-4 तक जो स्लीप है अपना, उसमें डिटॉक्सिफिकेशन का प्लान भी फिक्स रहता है बॉडी का कि इस टाइम पे लंग्स डिटॉक्सिफाई करना है, इस टाइम पे लिवर डिटॉक्सिफाई करना है, इस टाइम पे किडनी डिटॉक्सिफाई करना है. ऐसा हर एक का प्लानिंग रहता है. द लेटर यू स्लीप द बॉडी इज कॉम्प्रोमाइजिंग ऑन द डिटॉक्सिफिकेशन विच इट शुड बी डूइंग बिकॉज यू आर नॉट गिविंग टाइम टू द बॉडी. से भंगी आया घर पे आप साफ करने के लिए, आप बोल रहे अभी नहीं बाद में आओ, अभी मेरा घर पे मेहमान है, अभी नहीं मैं खाना खा रहे हैं, अभी नहीं वो भी तो और कुछ चल रहे हैं, तो भंगी क्या करेगा? तो बार बार आ रहा है, आप टाइम नहीं दे रहे हो साफ करने के लिए. बाद में बोल रहे क्या है सब घर इतना गंदा पड़ा हुआ है, कभी साफ करोगे आप? सर मैं 4 बार आके गया, आपने टाइम ही नहीं दिया मुझे. तो वैसे बॉडी को डिटॉक्सिफाई करने के लिए बॉडी का एक फिक्स टाइम है उसका करने का, बेस्ट टाइम बॉडी में करता है. लिवर इज द बिगेस्ट फैक्ट्री इन द बॉडी. It takes 4 hours to detoxify liver every day. The liver does 300 functions in the body every day. More than 300 functions. So it starts at 11 o'clock to 3 o'clock. उसके पहले लीवर को करने के पहले कुछ और काम करना पड़ता है ताकि लीवर का ठीक से काम हो। तो अगर आपका शेड्यूल ऐसा है कि आप रोज रात को 11 बजे सोते हो, बी श्योर यू विल फॉल सिक वन डे, एंड व्हेन यू फॉल सिक यू कैन नॉट चैंट प्रॉपरली। वॉट एवर नाइस डिवोटी यू आर, व्हेन यू आर सिक, सिकनेस इज अनदर बिग एनिमी। सिकनेस कम्स, nobody can say I will stand up and chant unless he is Haridas Thakur. It's not possible.
This body functions will not happen according to our sleep.
No.
Only according.
Yes. You are not a master of the body. You are servant of the body.
So now
wait a minute. Let me complete this story. So the best time to sleep is that. That also you should know. Now see, it's most impossible for you to sleep at 9 o'clock. But should you not know that is the best time to sleep? So when chance comes, you should sleep at that time. That time you should not do time pass, कभी मैं नींद ही नहीं आ रही है, so you sleep that time, give the time to the body. तो ये सब ना vicious cycle बोलते हैं उसको, दुष्ट चक्र बोलते हैं उसको. You have put yourself in such situation that finally natural things become unnatural for you. So another aspect of bhakti is to live natural life, conducive to the situation around you. वो कैसा होता, boat, when you boat is going in the ocean ना, there is a something called that with the moon, ऐसे जहाँ हवा जा रही है वैसे उसको मूव करते हो, उसी दिशा में जाते हैं. What they do is, अभी breeze आई कैन नॉट चेंज ना, ओशन में जैसे चल रहे हैं, सो द ब्रीज अकॉर्डिंग टू द ब्रीज आई मेक माई डिरेक्शन एंड स्पीड अकॉर्डिंगली. आई एडजस्ट माई सेल्फ टू दैट, द ब्रीज विच इज ऑलरेडी फ्लोइंग फेवर्स माई जर्नी. मराठी में और एक कहावत है, जहाँ से हवा आती है ना वैसे हमारा पीठ घुमाते हैं हम लोग. देखो पीठ में हवा चाहिए तो कहाँ हवा आ रही है, वहाँ टर्न हो जाता है. Another thing. So you try to go with the nature rather than going against the nature to get the best result, because body is made in a particular way, designed in a particular way, programmed in a particular way. You cannot do things and you know do the way you want. You have to go along with the body. That's why we try to sleep when there's sleeping time. That's why I said this, what Prabhuji is saying in a affirmation, I chant when I chant, I chant. So what we say in childhood, play while you play, pray while you pray, eat while you eat, study while you study. Do one thing at a time. So, uska bhi time hota hai ki nahi. Brahma Murta is, God has given Brahma Murta to you, na? So, you say, you argue with me ki, but Satyatam Kirtayanto Mam, full day we can chant. But still, in the full day we chant, the best time is Brahma Murta. That is designed by God, na? So, your Brahma Murta, you are 1.5 years after India. So your Brahma Murta is accordingly, and my Brahma Murta is accordingly there. And both Brahma Murtas are individually favorable for chanting Hare Krishna. You have to follow that rule, respect that rule, then you will get best results. Yes, I
have.
So 9 baje se
body, how actually body water?
So what body does in that time? Every single day in everybody's body, cancer radicals are made right from birth. But why simple get cancer, simple don't get cancer? Because those who get time and good rest, their body detoxifies and throws away all the cancer radicals. Destroys them and throws out of kidney. But those of you who don't get sleep properly, they get accumulated and accumulated and accumulated. And wherever they get accumulated, there the cancer starts in future. And that time the accumulation is so much that it's not cleanable. It's already become a monster. So you have to deal with it. मतलब इट विल स्प्रेड आउट ऑफ द बॉडी. सो बेटर टू क्लीन द हाउस व्हेन लिटिल डर्ट इज देयर. व्हेन द लॉट ऑफ डर्ट इज, 6 months का डर्ट इज देयर, देन यू विल से कि मे बी आई स्टार्ट टुमारो, आई एम नॉट इन गुड मूड टुडे, टुमारो से इसके हाउ नॉट स्लेप्ट वेल, आई क्लीन टुमारो. सो वेयर टू स्टार्ट एंड हाउ टू स्टार्ट एंड हाउ मेनी आवर्स इट विल टेक, इट सेल्फ विल बॉदर यू एंड यू नॉट क्लीन ओनली, एंड फर्दर वॉट विल हैपन, फर्दर डर्ट विल एक्यूमुलेट. इसलिए बेटर टू do physical exercise, pranayama, rest everyday basis, and make up your sleeps as early as possible. Don't late, because it is said that 1 hour missing sleep in the night, even 7 hours during the day if you try to sleep, it cannot make up the 1 hour in the night.
What time cycle bataiye bro, aur ek bar.
हाँ, 9 PM, 9 PM से
बॉडी में क्या होता है?
हाँ, सो डिटॉक्सिफिकेशन का प्लान है बॉडी में.
हाँ, वो उसके बारे में क्या क्या टाइम में क्या होता है?
See, it's all a detailed thing, you don't understand also. Point for you to understand is, from 9 PM to 4 PM, the body has a systematic plan to detoxify things. Usme liver is a major one, that you have to understand. Liver should get enough time, so that liver ke upar bahut sare organs depend hote hain. It's the biggest factor in the body. So you have to give enough time. And then the blood starts circulating into various areas at particular times in the body. Then when you wake up in the morning, the blood starts going in lungs. So you can pronounce the holy name and chant the holy name, and it's conducive for good physical activities also. Walking, yoga, sadhana, uske liye wo Brahma Murta ka time diya hai. Where the blood is flowing accordingly, favorable for you. And after that, there's time to feed yourself. So blood starts flowing to stomach. And then you have to feed yourself properly at that time. And then after 6:30, 7 o'clock after sunset, the body is not in favorable mood to digest food. And what we do, devotees, we eat at 10:30, paneer, fried pakodas, and this thing, that thing, heavy things at night we sleep, eat, and we immediately go to sleep. So only toxins are created in the body in that case. And you think you are a devotee, you want to chant Hare Krishna, you do so many things, but actually your behavior is not conducive for your chanting. Your physical behavior, for your own self only, I'm not talking about others. Your treatment to your body itself is not favorable for your bhakti. So how would you next day chant in the morning? Tell me. If yesterday after program I would have eaten paneer and fried things at night, how will I get up in the morning and chant? It's all acidity, it's all burning here, it's paining, head is reeling, head is having ache. How will I chant Hare Krishna? Is it possible? You're not a superhuman being to do anything at any time. You're a normal human being. Just be normal. That's why science says, Ayurveda says that best to eat, finish your eating before 7:30. So many devotees are there, I know, who are very serious counselors, senior devotees. They eat and go to the programs. I have not come here to destroy your decor, huh? Please understand. But if you ask me knowledge, I will give you true knowledge. I am not here to make what is liking to you and liking to him, man. If you ask me something, I will tell you the true knowledge. How to adjust in your life, you see. That is your individual challenge. So, I have given up eating in the programs. I eat and go. I told also, today's program is in the Dubai at 7:30 p.m. Please give my dinner at 6:45. Whatever I have to eat in dinner, I will eat at 6:45 before the program. Then I give lecture and I eat some dry foods or don't eat anything and go to sleep at 9 o'clock or 9:30. So I can get up in the morning and chant. I can't sleep with full stomach, food in the stomach when I sleep. Body is working hard to digest. Half the sleep I am just working hard to digest and then my sleep starts. So where is the time for detoxification? And who is doing that torture on the body? You yourself are giving torture to the body. You yourself. Yes.
Prabhu, for me, when I sit for chanting, immediately after the first or second round, I feel sleepy. Then I walk and chant, but I want to sit and chant.
It is a matter of practice. Same thing with everybody. It was with me also. But I had worked hard for 5 years to sit and chant all 16 rounds together. Now I have become a little elderly, so my joint back and all, it hurts me. So I get up and I walk and I chant.
So it is fine,
Prabhu. Huh?
It is fine.
I mean, ultimately you have to do best in your given situation. Not in his best situations. Not in her best situations. You have to do best in your given situation. And your situation is individual. You have backache, you have maybe broken legs, or you have knee joint pain, your knee is replaced maybe, you have heart trouble. So many things are individual. You know. Now I can't compare myself when I was 25, whatever. So I have to now deal with myself as per my situation and do my best in the given situation. What is Krishna watching? Krishna is watching, are you giving your 100% in your given situation? That is enough for Krishna. You may not be doing 100% like Haridas Thakur. But you give your 100% with your situation. Be honest with your situation. Discuss with a counselor, mentor, Bhakti Viksha leader, how to help yourself. But don't rush or race with others. Because you have to give exam for yourself. You can't give exam for him or her. So be honest to yourself. Be humble to accept the honest situation of yours and deal accordingly. If your legs are hurting, you have some rod in the leg because of fracture, then you stand and chant. What is the principle of chanting? Chant attentively. Let the holy name sink in the consciousness. That you do standing, that you do sitting in the couch, or walking for a while, again sitting down, whatever it means, whatever it takes, see that you chant attentively. That is the guideline. Best to chant like this in 16 rounds, that is the best. But if you cannot do it, then don't just rush with others because they are doing it. You may not be able to do any time in life like that, sometimes. You have a disease or you have a problem, you cannot ever do it like that. So don't get discouraged, you do it in your best way. Finally, yamyam vapi smaran bhavam. Finally, he sat like this and she sat like this and she forgot Krishna at the moment of death. The game is lost. And you are chanting, you are condemned by people, she always keeps moving, her mind is unsteady, she's restless, she always chanting, moving. And you remember Krishna because of your efforts, you have won the game. आप डिसाइड करो, आपका इंडिविजुअल सिचुएशन है, आप कैसे करना है उसको. घर पे का जो होता है ना डीटी वर्शिप, वो एक कन्वीनियंट सिचुएशन है, वो उसको आप मंदिर से कंपेयर नहीं कर सकते हो. घर में भी, मेरे घर पे एक अपाइज बालक है, आई गॉट अ क्रिपल चाइल्ड एट होम, तो आई कॉन्ट फॉलो डीटी वर्शिप प्लान इन माई डीटी इज माई बेबी फर्स्ट माई डीटी इज माई बेबी आई टू टेक केयर ऑफ माई बेबी डीटी एंड देन आई डू माई प्रेयर्स एंड वर्शिप एज पर द सिचुएशन अवेलेबल. आई हैव टू सी दैट आई डू फर्स्ट थिंग एट फर्स्ट प्रायोरिटी और डू फर्स्ट प्रायोरिटी थिंग इन फर्स्ट वे एज अ प्रायोरिटी. आई कैन नॉट जस्ट मिक्स अप एंड गेट क्रेजी बिकॉज ओ ही इज डूइंग मंगल आरती 4:30 एंड आई एम बट आई हैव अ बेबी एट होम, ही इज नॉट हैव द क्रिपल्ड बेबी एट होम. आई हैव टू सी व्हाट आई कैन डू बेस्ट एंड गिव टाइम टू द मोस्ट इंपॉर्टेंट थिंग फर्स्ट. सो घर का डीडी वर्शिप को ऐसा लॉकडाउन नहीं होना चाहिए, आप कीजिए. अरे पर प्रभुपाद ने रूल मंदिर के लिए बनाया है, घर के लिए आप अभी जनता निवास प्रभु को पूछो. जनता निवास प्रभु है ना हमारे अभी डीडी वर्शिप के वर्ल्ड के गाइड है, वो खुद बताते हैं कि घर की डीडी वर्शिप को इतना बड़ा मत बनाओ कि आप मंदिर के वर्शिप में जा ही सकते नहीं हो. घर से वर्शिप को ऐसा रखो ताकि मंदिर में आप जा सकते हो. घर का इतना बड़ा मत करो काम, आप 6 वर्शिप 6 आरती 6 पूजा 6 ऑफरिंग ऐसा करेंगे तो मंदिर जाना ही बंद करेंगे. बट उन्होंने कहा है कि टेम्पल ड्यूटीज आर इम्पॉर्टेंट, वेयर कॉन्ग्रीगेशन कम्स एंड वर्शिप्स, वेयर यू हैव टू पार्टिसिपेट, एडजस्ट योर होम वर्शिप एज पर द टेम्पल वर्शिप एंड डोंट गेट बॉक डाउन 50 ओपिनियंस. ही सेइंग दिस, ही सेइंग दिस, ही सेड दैट, डोंट वरी अबाउट दैट. यू जस्ट सी व्हाट इज अनुकूल फॉर यू एंड डू द मेन थिंग्स नाइसली. हाँ
In the, just like in here, we are working outside as a maintenance team. We are working in a team, 16 to 18 people or 5 to 6 people. But it's not even compulsory that who are working with you all are devotees. So they are have progressive thoughts. They are discussing about something, and you have to be company with them along with the 8 hours or 10 hours your duty hours. So how to tackle, get rid of all these situations? They are thinking.
Dekho, work is a compulsion. Work, you have to work, na? Yeah. Give results.
No.
I am coming to the same point. You are working in a company, maintenance, whatever. It's a high pressure job. And you have to work. You can't compromise work because you have to earn and maintain your Krishna consciousness also. So, work while you work. Simple. Work while you work. If they go off track, gossiping and all, don't participate. But the talking is going on as per the work and is required for the work. It's for the work to complete and achieve good performance. If you have to discuss certain things, call up something, discuss matters, it's not gossip. It's required for the work. But if they start gossiping, he is like this, he is a rascal, he is not good, he is very political, he is very envious, get out of it. Tell them ki kaam ki baat karo. Don't talk anything else. I am here on work, talk about the work. People should be very clearly told ki I am here for business. I am not here for all worldly talks. Not interested in your comments on others. Talk about the work. Let's see how we can do work properly. Aise bolne ki himmat honi chahiye aapko. You should tell your people ki see, I don't criticize your personal life, individual spiritual life, religious life. It's not my concern. I am here as a work colleague for you. Let us work together and talk what is work related. That's all. It is not going to harm you if you are focused. And it's not bad also. Okay, क्या करें, 8 घंटा तो ऐसे ही कर्मियों के साथ काम करना पड़ता है. That is our predicament. We are in the material world. We have chosen to be here. So we have to go through all that. Don't keep crying about those situations. Oh, they look at the brahmachari, how fortunate he is. He's 24 hours in the association of devotees. He's only serving DTs and only book distribution. I can do also book distribution, but I'm working 12 hours a day. This scribbling is useless. We have chosen our path and we are on that path chosen by us. Just be honest with it. Do your duties and get out. Yeah, let.
Prabhu, the thing is, normally we are doing Bhakti Yoga. Because in satsang, we are getting prasadam, too much of prasadam, we are eating also. And how, what we have to eat, because in the, we are doing Bhakti Yoga. Because we have to control our food habit. Then we can improve our Bhakti Yoga. Because all are eating prasadam too much. So how to control.
I already given a guideline to you.
Yeah.
I already gave a guideline to you. Don't eat heavy foods in the night.
Okay.
If possible, if you have to eat, then eat lightest things of those things.
Okay.
Possible. Lightest possible thing. Or much more than possible rahega, eat your own food and come for satsangs. But in the night eating, I can challenge anybody in any forums all over the world. In front of sannyasis, gurus, in front of GBC, I can discuss this point that eating in night is not good for health, for Krishna consciousness. Because I'm a doctor, I'm a practicing devotee also. And I have understood certain things in practice and it is helping devotees. So, you cannot eat heavy food in the night and chant Hare Krishna nicely in the morning. It's not possible. So, aapko wo, see, shuru shuru mein kya karte hain hum log? Sabko sab kuch khilate hain. Khao, prasad khao, bas. So, after that, one settles down in bhakti, accepted everything. Then you have to, see.
Abhi paani pite jao.
Program starts at only 8 o'clock.
So, I told you. Eat your food and come.
What will happen?
Coming to program only.
Again, I told you. Again, I told you. I have not come here to disrupt your program here. Okay? But if you ask about health, I am giving guidance to you. Don't use my words in some wrong context in future. Ki Prabhu ji aaye the, wo sabko prasad ne khana hai aur sab program ka gadbad ho gaya idhar. No. There is an etiquette also. In UK, US, if you go, there is an etiquette. Ki will you take dinner? Tick. Will you come for the program? Tick. Will you take dinner? No. So they know ki bhi 50 log hi khane wale hain. 100 log aayenge, 50 khayenge. If you are proper communicative, informative, there is no disruption. But you tell, I am coming and I am eating, and then suddenly you say, ki no, yesterday I heard Vishwarup Das's class and I have eaten and come. Then that is injustice, na?
No, Prabhu, the thing is, I am coming late around because mostly in Dubai traffic hours, like 2 hours in the traffic. Too much of hungry it will come. Because when I come home, I have to eat something like little heavy something. Then I can that much of I can cover it also.
That's why I am giving a general guideline to you.
Okay.
You have to customize to yourself.
Okay.
My guideline to you medically is eat after sunset as early as possible and do not eat in the nights. How to fix up in your schedule from breakfast to lunch to dinner, you decide yourself. And do best out of it. But one fixed guideline is, if you eat in the night, your chanting is fired. And only theory we are talking about. So we will end our discussion here. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.